Begun this time more slowly because the instrument has a small problem with her throat, and I have been attending to it. Perhaps my dear friends, this is an opportune moment to tell you that from our world at this moment of time, there is coming to your world many, many great advances within your medical world. Many of your so-called diseases of the earth plane, you know full well to be activated by mankind himself. But also you know and understand that most of mankind is looking towards medical people for help. This is of course offered by the people known to you as doctors, but also you know that it comes through those known to us as healers. Yes. Many of your earthly doctors have the healing gift, and through these people we are now working from our world with them in order that mankind not only has spiritual health but earthly health also, because by now, my dear friends, you would understand that until the spirit is touched, there can be no health or problems. So understand, my dear friends, that a disease is the disease of all bodies, the earthly, the etheric, and the spiritual. But as I have said, mankind in general relies upon earthly doctors for their so-called cures of disease. To this end, we are working in order that bodily needs be satisfied, but also that the healers within your earthly world can create for many people the opportunity to grow and understand themselves as whole beings. What I would wish to say this time, and this also applies to the instrument I use at this moment, that it is good to give of oneself. Indeed, it is admirable to give of oneself to others, to give of the Spirit to the Spirit. But it is foolish to give of oneself and not to look after the Spirit and the body of that same being. Do you understand what I say to you, my dear friend? It is admirable to give, of course, and that is what love is all about. But you must look after your own spirit, your own development, and only then can you give help and love to others. Not only are there many advances being made within the medical world, it will come to light soon in your world, the many advances being made. But great strides also are being made in communication with all of your electrical equipments. I have broached this subject before, I believe, with you.
Yes.
But now we are beginning to see the results of our labor with mankind. And there are many within your world who now have very good communication with others from our world.
So would this be all over our planet?
Of course. There is no one place that has the attention more than any other. All races, all manner of people are finding that their use of equipment is being used in the best way that it can. It will become more widely known. But remember that I have told you so.
Yes.
There also comes from our world at this time, and there is a great surge of love towards this mission upon your earth. And that is one of raising consciousness among all people on the earth planet. I can hear you say, but has this not already taken place? Of course it has. It is an ongoing thing. But at this particular time, in your consciousness, in your earth consciousness, there is an upsurge of understanding. Of great seeking of knowledge.
I think perhaps especially the younger people.
Yes. In all areas of living. In all people. In all of mankind. On this planet. We are working on many areas of living. We are trying to achieve to be emissaries of that great divine love, to bring to you understanding, reason, hope, all of these things which are necessary for the spirit to evolve upon this planet.
We're very privileged that you tell us before these things actually come to fruition.
Yes. Many times we have attempted within your world to bring greater knowledge. Many times have we attempted to bring mankind closer together. But always there is strife, there is unrest, there is this power struggle, man between man. But I can now say that we are beginning to make great strides on your planet. And although I can hear you say, but it seems very slow. In your time, yes, I would probably agree with you, my dear friends. But as you know, time in our world means so little that these great strides being made now are happening quite quickly.
Very good.
Is there any questions anyone would ask of me this day?
Anybody? Question?
Yes.
Last night on television there was a program about a lady called Yasmini who claims to live on light, on prana. Can you confirm whether this is possible or not? Whether the lady is in fact genuine?
I understand what you say. Those of you who are clothed in earthly gap have to survive with a physical body. In order for that spirit to survive within that earthly body, the soul would have to use that body wisely. And although many people would claim to be able to survive on what you call life, I would say to you that it would be impossible unless that soul has existed before and has come to this lifetime with a particular purpose in doing so. After all, your earthly body needs what you call water to survive. There are, I would say, a very few masters in your world who could survive for some time, but not all of your earthly time, without sustenance. Mm. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you.
What happens, if I may continue, that when the body is deprived of earthly food, earthly water, and that is what is needed to sustain the body, the soul then retracts and you become aware you are in a higher state of consciousness. And many people attempt this in your world. That is no bad thing, of course. But the soul has to return to the earthly body to survive upon your planet. Therefore, it is not wise to neglect the human body for too long. If indeed that lady you have mentioned has succeeded for so long, she risks the health of the bodily overcoat. And she may find that her lifetime expires more quickly than indeed it should do.
So the nature of time still keeps coming up. we think about it.
Yes.
It is a we call it linear time that we experience on the physical earth.
Yes.
And it is different in spirit. Does this mean that when the soul requires further physical experience, that it is free to choose that experience from any part of Earth's history, or does the soul need to take account of earthly time sequence?
No, not in the manner that you mean. Of course, the soul is much more aware of earthly time and all that happens upon your earth. Remember that when you leave this world, all becomes much more clear to the soul. But they are not governed in the same way that the human being is upon this earth. But the awareness, of course, is there, and they can utilize it for their own use.
Ah, yes, yes.
Is that helpful to you? Remember, the spirit does not return to your linear time. It is a part of it.
Yes.
Can you understand? I know we have not gone into time too deeply, because I feel, my dear friends, it is a subject that very few can understand. Until you discard the human form.
Yes, thank you.
So we should be content to wait until we join spirit, maybe?
I do not say content. Of course, it is helpful to question sometimes, but what I do say to you is that my explanation to you would be limited because of your understanding.
Yes. Graham, any questions?
No, I'm thinking of those.
Mark?
No, okay, thank you.
Paul?
No, okay.
I have to say, my dear friends, that when I leave you, I oftentimes am quite amazed by your conversations, because you often seem to find the questions when I have left you.
Could I ask a practical question? It relates to the elemental beings that you talk to us about.
Yes.
And to our agriculture and gardening. Probably the most widespread fault that we have is in using chemicals to to get rid of smokes.
Yes.
These seem to present a great problem. It may be that there is a problem because we've upset the balance of nature. It seems very hard on the slug to treat it with chemicals. Is this a problem to the elemental folk?
Yes.
And are we right to see this as a spiritual problem?
Yes, I understand the question. Yes, mankind has interfered in all areas of Wu Tao nature. But mankind is beginning to realize that it is far better to return to more natural ways.
Yes.
Yes, the elementals, as you have said, would find the use of chemicals abhorrent. You will find the beauty in nature in areas where there are no chemicals used, where mankind has had little to do with it. Therefore, that is why mountains, woodlands, streams are much more beautiful places and where you are more likely to encounter the elementals. So I would say to you, my dear friend, that until mankind realizes, because after all, this planet has been provided with any problems that arise also has a cure.
Yes.
Not only with mankind, but in nature.
Yes, thank you.
It takes but a little thought on the part of the human being. It takes much prayer and thought for those who govern your countries to understand the seriousness of all that they allow to happen. That is why it is imperative, my dear friends, that each one of you, in your quest for knowledge and truth, seeks the thoughts for all of this planet in order that only good emerges.
Yes, and as you say, the growing awareness is so very important.
Spiritual awareness is indeed what is necessary for all to be turned completely around. For man to understand his place in the scheme of life in order that harmony returns not only to mankind but to all natural things.
There is just one person that would perhaps like to come as a guest for one evening, which is my daughter-in-law. Would that be all right to invite her along sometime?
If, as I have said, all are happy with invited guests, then I see no reason. If I were to find any reason why, then I will tell you. But no, I am happy to welcome anyone who has genuine interest or knowledge or seeks truth.
Thank you. Could I ask a question about auras?
Yes.
Can I ask about the main colours in Graham's or I am my own Lourdes. Because I've never been told this group. I'd quite be interested if you wouldn't mind. You're allowed to tell us.
I will listen to your question, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's really just to ask what are the main colours of our aura?
I have spoken about auras before, and you do not have static colour within the aura. You have to understand that aura changes. It is but a light that reflects many aspects of your being. It contains your spiritual growth. It contains your medical health.
Mm-hmm.
It contains your emotional state. Therefore, there can be no true colors which remain at all times. This, again, has to be understood by people who deal with the aura.
Mm.
It is a reflection of the spiritual being at any one given time.
Thank you. Because there are lots of books written by people who say that there are one or two major life colours.
Yes.
And I was a little unsure about that.
The only life colour which would be given, I suppose, would be that of spiritual growth. But again, being human beings, being subject to emotional changes, will alter those colors. So be careful with those who give you readings unless they fully understand the true and real nature of the aura. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, it's very helpful, yes. So we can be any colour, depending on...
It changes from moment to moment.
Yes.
It would apply only to the time of what you call the reading.
Right. Yes,
it is not a lifetime of colour.
No. Thank you.
I would suggest, perhaps, that they are helpful in as much as they can show any problem areas within your living. And it would perhaps give you the opportunity to grow from that.
Could I ask a question about auras? I don't really understand the nature of the light associated with an aura. Is it a physical light or is it some other type of light?
It is a spiritual light, but it can be seen usually by spiritual consciousness. I would say it is not all physical things have an aura, all living things, but it is spiritual light which is seen.
Thank you. Yes. There was a photograph taken when we went to a reading once, and that was very interesting. But I wondered how that would work, because I guess that it might be spiritual light. How a physical camera could take a photograph of something that's spiritual. Is this possible?
Of course, yes. Physical can capture the spiritual light. It has happened many times with cameras where spiritual beings are seen. Remember, all things are energy.
Yes.
And perhaps then the understanding is made a little easier for you.
Yes, thank you.
but the light is spiritual. I feel for this time that we have spoken enough, and that I will withdraw from you, leaving you once more with my great love, and until we come together once more, I say to you, my dear friends, seek out that truth within yourselves. Know that all things are possible with you, and that I am always close by.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Don't meet again.